This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
As of right now, four head coaches fired on top of the head coaches previously fired leading into Week 18. Pete Carroll is out in Vegas. Jonathan Gannon, Cleveland's own, is out in Arizona. Kevin Stefanski's out. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? And Raheem Morris is out. It's interesting. All the 50-50 guys to this point, guys who, you know, big-name reporters said, I think it's 50-50, could get fired. Every single one of them got fired. John Gannon was a 50-50 guy. Mm-hmm. Raheem Morris was a could-go-either-way guy. Even Kevin, for a lot of people, up until, like, Saturday night when the reports really came in that the Browns were expecting to move on from him, even Kevin was seen as a 50-50 guy until late in the week.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I listened to a little Cowher today, and Jason McIntyre popped in, and they're going over the different coaches and stuff, and he's like, oh, real surprise in Cleveland. They fired Stefanski. I don't get it. And it's like, was it really that much of a surprise to people? Like, I thought we'd kind of covered the bases here. I thought we'd kind of come to this conclusion a few weeks back.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone could be surprised. It is interesting, though, the different emotions that have hit me in processing all the news. And it's interesting. I have some bit of a defense. I think it's thin, but some bit of a defense for Kevin. I don't really buy the defense of Andrew, which we'll get into. And it's really just, it's kind of weighting the scales of justice when it comes to Andrew and what he's done and what he hasn't done. But I think what's interesting is the only real defense I could come to why Andrew Berry's going to be the guy to hire the head coach and lead this transition period going forward, since we're just talking in corporate jargon and not like humans.
How he's always talked.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think the best reason that I can say I'm a little bit better off that Andrew Berry's still here, Jimmy Haslam isn't running this search by himself.
He's at least got somebody. Instead of like what they're doing in Atlanta, where you got like two different consulting groups
doing different jobs.
Yeah.
Rich McKay, who's been the head of like business operations for Atlanta for like 15 years, he got fired too.
I remember for years, it used to be like our buddy Ernie Accorsi used to get hired by all these different places, and they'd pay him like $500,000 to give these search results and do the candidate stuff that basically you could just find like as a Sports Illustrated article online right now.
I think we should interview Matt Nagy.
I'm gonna say
the unpopular thing right now. That's what I'm getting paid for.
Biggest con in life. Every year, somebody would hire Ernie Accorsi and pay him $500,000 to come in and put together a list and then slide that list across the table as if that's the only list that they should listen to.
Yeah, so I guess in the pantheon of who I trust to run a search, Jimmy's all the way down there at the bottom. Then there's Corn Ferry, just above him.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's any other consultant that comes in, recommends something. You either hire the guy or you don't. And then they have no culpability when that doesn't go well.
Right.
And then you're back to square one. And then I think there's Andrew Berry.
Right?
Okay, so you feel good about this. You feel good about Andrew Beer. Well, he's at the top. He beats out the consultant firms.
Yeah, but none of these were good options.
No.
It's a top of a crap pile that I'm choosing from.
Well, and that kind of seems like the head coaching candidacies that we have right now to choose from anyway.
I said disagree. I think there's a lot of guys. I just don't know they're going to interview them. Because of what you said earlier, which is you interview a guy that might actually be able to stand up to Andrew.
Yeah, he doesn't want that. And him getting his guy is going to... Because remember, he didn't have a say in Stefanski's hiring at all. That's not reality. And we just lost power here.
I think we did. Ah, and we're back. Look at that. Never missed a beat. Y'all are welcome.
Well, I could have done the show in the dark, but then YouTube, I got worried for YouTube. I didn't know if YouTube wanted us to keep
Nick
going
and
that
JP
way.
JP after dark.
There we go.
We loosen a button. Jax, real quick, can you double check that our phones are working? Just double check that a couple of our
listeners
are
still on the air. Make sure this thing is still exists.
I don't care. I'm going to talk regardless. We'll be talking.
I'm here till 7.
But that was weird. We're just
I've never seen that happen here.
That was weird. Now, all this being said, though, like I continue to come back to, it really is a weird, like, I feel better with Andrew leading the charge than Jimmy, but I still don't know.
Well, how open is he going to be? That's really the question I want to know. Is he going to be able to shoot from the entire stretch of candidates that we're talking about, or is he going to do what I think he's going to do, which is going to narrow himself down to people that basically it might even end up being a Kevin Stefanski clone. There's a reason why Clint Kubiak is getting the run that he's getting right now. He's the closest thing to Stefanski without being named Kevin Stefanski that you can find. And so, like, there's going to be something that is appetizing to Andrew Berry about that. Andrew Berry knew they just needed change. I think Andrew Berry still really likes Kevin Stefanski. I really do. I just think he knew that it'd run its course. And so if you can hire his doppelganger, I don't know why he wouldn't like that.
Yeah, and
Stefanski was a fall guy. Stefanski was his puppet for so many years, at least Haslam's puppet. He did his bidding.
And I think ultimately that's where some of the lack of clarity is. Because where you're driving at is kind of also where I'm at when it's like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Like, the Browns didn't have enough success in 6 years, but I don't think the organizational culture, like when people say full reset, and this again, why I struggle with where this is and who they chose to stay and who they chose to go. When I think of cleaned house, I think of John Dorsey and Freddie Kitchens being as dysfunctional as you can get. I think of Sashi Brown and Hugh Jackson leaking things to the press as often as they can to make each other look bad to try and win a power swing. I don't think that's what happened here. It was some dirty work, but it was as nice as dirty work's going to get between Stefanski, Berry, and DePodesta.
Yeah.
So I really am stuck between, I guess somebody had to stay, and I guess I'd rather Andrew make this hire than
well, was it
than,
too radical?
Than Jimmy.
Was it too radical for Haslam to just say everyone that's associated with Stefanski and then Barry as well, you all just get taken out to the curb?
Yes, because it's trusting Jimmy.
And, well, I just and that would have put Jimmy at the front.
I would
of
do
it.
Anything for the Browns, but I won't do that. I'll go full Meatloaf on that.
That's
one.
That's fine. Although he probably would have ended up having to hire the consulting firm that we're talking about, and then they would have come in, and then there would have been a whole brand new search. Kind of like what happened to the Chiefs so many years ago, and then they landed then on Andy Reid and John Dorsey. Like, it worked out well for him.
I do want to get to Jimmy Haslam's defenses of Andrew Berry, but we're going to get to that in the next segment. 216-474-0092. Should the Browns have cleaned house today instead of just firing Kevin Stefanski? Was your bloodlust met? That's really what we want to know here.
Yeah, it seems like for a lot of people it wasn't. It seems like for a lot of people they fell short today.
And in fairness, something that I don't know that I've said directly, that I've kind of gotten around to, I don't know you could have.
Well, I just don't know.
It's just such a weird, precarious situation that they're in with so many different kinds of failures. And honestly, the season wasn't as bad as last. I think that's
unless unless you got rid of anyone. If I told you at the beginning of the season, the end result would be a lackluster year, but you'd have no DePodesta and no Stefanski, you'd be like, whoa. Oh, they really did a lot. DePodesta's gone? Stefanski's gone too? Like, that's a lot of pieces that they changed, but for some reason, we're not looking at it that way today.
We would have danced in the streets about some fella named San Diego Paul. JJ in North Carolina, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm just looking at it a little bit in the wrong sense. I'm kind of happy. I heard y'all say earlier, you know, that he was a really good play caller. Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think we said that, by the way.
I said we thought that once upon a time. A little different.
Okay, once upon a time. And that time has passed. It's time for a change. It ain't always good to change both guys. You know, last year, Barry had a really good draft. And quiet as kept, he made good trades. He get good players on good deals. Why trade him? You can, because Stefanski, the play calling was, after we made the playoffs, we won a playoff game that he wasn't even a part of. And then after that, it was all downhill.
See,
you know?
I will tell you real quick, JJ, and I thank you for the call. I don't love that. I know that's been a popular ism in Cleveland to not give Kevin the credit for it, and you would be factually correct to say Kevin was in his basement being a part of this thing while Mike Prefer was. I get that. At some point, we can give the guy some accomplishments. I think two-time coach of the year is a bogus thing because it's voted on. Mm-hmm. That's a narrative thing. That's an opinion thing. I can give him credit for winning a playoff game and fostering an environment that took the Browns from Freddie Kitchens to that first year.
No, he definitely gets credit. He's the best head coach the Browns have had since 1999. Unfortunately, being the best coach the Browns have had since 1999...
It's a bit dubious.
Well, it just doesn't keep your job for 75 years.
Yeah.
After 6 years, you lose your job. Yes, you still have all the... everything that comes with that distinction, but it's not the great accomplishment that I think a lot of people paint it as.
But here's just to the specific of what JJ was talking about, that he is happy, that he thinks it's going in the right direction. And so maybe that answers the question of whether the Browns should have cleaned house. Here's the problem. You can give me every positive that Andrew Berry has done. You can give me Harold Fannin Jr. And I love watching Harold this year. Quinshon was fantastic this year before he got hurt. And before
the Campbell trade, the Collin signing in the offseason. There's a couple things to go off of.
Not one single thing. When you combine it together, none of them outweigh the worst trade in NFL history.
Right.
And it has been reported upon endlessly that that was an Andrew Berry-led, along with Paul DePodesta, juncture. And not until today do we get Kevin Stefanski's camp telling Pete Prisco, hey, I don't want to do anything with that.
Yeah, I don't know about that, by the way. Pete's not going to be the first one to be like, Pete's got a lot of inside stuff. We've never connected Pete Prisco to Kevin Stefanski.
Till today.
Yeah, we've never done that.
Found the mole.
Found
the canary in the coal mine. Prisco, I'm on your ass.
Yeah, I don't think Stefanski was out there telling Prisco narratives. I think he heard it from somebody else and ran with it. But like, there's probably some truth in it.
As a journalist.
But this is the reality of it all, Nick, is that sports journalist is a little bit different. The reality of it all is that this is part of the fallout. When you swing and miss on one of the biggest trades in NFL history, and it turns into the worst trade in NFL history, yeah, people lose their jobs. They should have lost their jobs 2 years ago. The fallout should have already happened. We're just now catching up to it.
People call him the LeBron James of CBS Sports NFL analyst.
Is that it?
That's exactly what they call him. 216-474-0092. Should the Browns have
the
cleaned
Kirk
house?
Heinrich of CBS Sports Analysis.
Luke Ridenour. More from you guys. Want to hear your thoughts on this. 216-474-0092. So we're trying to get the best defense of Andrew Berry and why he's still here. You're going to hear Jimmy Haslam's best defense. Some good, some not so good. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.